Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. No matter if COVID comes, hurricanes come, this is our story. This is our song, singing at the midnight hour, praising our Savior all the day long. I remember the first time I ever sang that song was at one of my great-grandmothers at her funeral. First time I'd really ever heard the song. She was 99 years old when she went home to be with the Lord. She used to read you Bible stories when you came over to her house in her bedroom. She'd pull this board out and put it around her. She's a former school teacher, and she'd get it out. And little great-grandkids, she'd read us stories from the Bible. That was her story, was her song. It ought to be all of ours. Amen? Glory to God. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father, we just thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise in this place. We have a story. We have a song because of you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you honor and praise. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just think we ought to lift our voice and sing to him. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless and magnify your holy name. Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, you are Lord and King. We bless your name. We bless your name. Jesus, Jesus, we bless your name. Blessed be the Lord God. Blessed be the Lord God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy is he. Worthy is he, the Lamb upon the throne. Worthy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord, who was and is to come. We bless your name. We glorify you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. There's healing in that name. There's deliverance in that name. There's peace in that name. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, and when you say that name, you've said healing. Jesus, in my body right now, in your body right now. Jesus, in the torment of your thoughts and your mind. Jesus, peace, peace that passes understanding. Oh, deliverance, Jesus, deliverance, deliverance. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. See, these are not times just what a great time it is in corporate settings, but these are times of the Lord, times of refreshing, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Not just when you come to church, but daily. Daily when the pressures of life try to come your way. Daily when your checkbook's not enough to meet your bills. Daily when it seems like all hell has broken loose in your relationships. Daily, 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 sing your story. Sing your song. Sing of your deliverance. Sing of your salvation. Sing of your healing. Sing of your prosperity. Sing of your peace. Sing of your joy. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we let a song rise forth from this place, from our hearts, O Lord. A song of praise, a song of victory. Victory, victory. You have won the victory. You have won the victory. And it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. The victory is mine. Because you are so kind, the victory is mine. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, how he cares. Oh, how he cares. He will go with you. He will be with you everywhere. Jesus cares. Our Savior cares. He will be with you everywhere. He's in us. We're in Him. He's in the Father. The Father is in Him. We're in the Father. The Father's in us. By that Holy Spirit, He's given to us. Spirit in our life, Holy Spirit, no more strife, reconciled by His blood. Given to us, Holy Spirit in our life, Holy Spirit, the end of strife, reconciled by His blood, Holy Spirit given to us. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and speak out by the Spirit of God right now over your life. Om Badali Shikete Fanti Shiketon Snamakinti Tatapate John Shikishi Chirikan Jandiri Bete. Bondo de Mane Shingala da Mambo Mamada Mandi de Ishujo no Lodo Moshu Sundi de Bimbedaki Anstiki Shidi de Mamba 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 Mandi de Bibi de Ishakando Lodo Mosto Stundi de Mandi de Bibi Kishi de Bibi Bibi. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you may be seated. Hallelujah. Don't Don't you love the presence of the Lord? Amen. Thank you all. Thank you. Those weren't songs. Those were just songs by the Spirit. So they did wonderfully. Christy, thank you for staying there. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you know, Pastor Craig preached Sunday night. I'm preaching tonight, Wednesday. I'm preaching Sunday night. He's preaching next Wednesday. So we're kind of tag teaming here. But he mentioned something this past Sunday night, and I want to start there. John 14, this is what I had in my heart anyway. He started preaching on it, and he kind of went a different direction. But it's still talking about the same subject, because I think there's a real knowing. Hey, there's Matt Buckley. Hey, hi, Matt. Our newest campus has started there that's actually up and going, Francistown, Botswana. Rhema, Francistown. Glory to God. Give the Lord a big hand clap for that. Great to see you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But there's a knowing, you know, that there's a last day revival. And we're in it. We're not coming to it. We're in it. And the Lord said through many, many, many different men and women of God that in these last days that there will come a move of the Spirit that will encompass all of the great moves of our time into one last move of the Spirit. But here's the thing that's also been said, that the major thrust of this move will not necessarily come from the pulpit. It will come from the congregation and through the congregation, or basically through the church. Well, Pastor Craig pointed out in John 14, verse 12, look at that. Well, look what Jesus said there. He made a statement. He said, "Verily, verily," that'd be like saying, "I swear I'm telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Verily, verily, I say unto you that he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, because and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father." He that believes on me. It didn't say he that's called to be an apostle, although an apostle surely could do the works of the Lord. Not a prophet, didn't say that, but obviously that could happen. Evangelist, pastor, teacher, of course, all those things, great, great things to be called to. The pulpit ministry, if God's called you there, be faithful to it. I'm going to talk about that tonight. Not necessarily that, but whatever. But he said, he that believes on him. Now, one of the things that he said in verses 10 and 11 was that we had to believe that the Father was in him and he was in the Father. But in looking at these things and looking at what Jesus, John's gospel, came after the other three. So he covers some things that aren't necessarily covered. And he also brings out some teachings that Jesus made that really are more pertaining to the church today than they were necessarily the teachings that Matthew, Mark, and Luke brought out, was teaching to Israel during that time. What Jesus talked about, and over, and we're going to look at several of them tonight, was the idea of being sent, S-E-N-T. And I don't know if anyone's coined this phrase. I know there's some churches that are kind of named a little bit like this. But how many of you have heard of salt life? Everything that has to do with ocean water and anything to do with it. Well, I want to talk tonight about sent life. Sent. Not smelly, not S-C-E-N-T, but S-E-N-T, sent life. Are you living a sent life? All right? I want you to go back to Genesis 45. Now, the great thing about it, I'm just going to treat, listen, this might be part one and part two, which means you're going to have to come Sunday night. So ushers, start taking down names. Everybody's here. Make sure they're here. No, I'm joking. Now, you know, here in Genesis, we know the story of Joseph, right? He had a dream. And he told his dream, which may not have been a good thing, but actually it was, because God used it. And he was sold into slavery, right? Went into Egypt, became second ruler of all Egypt. And now his brothers have come, and he's done what he did with his brothers, finally revealed himself to them. And in verse 5 of Genesis 45, he says this: "Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither or to here. For God did send me before you to preserve life. Now, you know, Joseph, if he was sent by God, it sure didn't look like it. He ended up in prison. He was sold, first of all, as a slave, ended up in prison, got falsely accused, right? And really abandoned. He had two guys that he'd helped out, you know, and they forgot about him until finally one of them. But, I mean, things didn't really go great with him as far as the natural things. But through it all, Joseph had the underlying belief that what he was doing was because God was in it. He was sent by God. And he lived a successful life and fulfilled God's plan because he knew he was sent. He lived a sent life, sent by God. Exodus chapter 3. There's a theme throughout the Bible of God sending people. You know, if God's going to accomplish anything in this earth, he's going to do it through people. Yeah, he's going to do it through you. Just tell your neighbor right now, through me. There for a while, you know, everybody waited. And, you know, you've heard Pastor talk about it. You know, a lot of times people, they waited. Oh, if Brother Hagin, I can just get in Brother Hagin. If Brother Hagin, just lay hands on me. Well, how many Brother Hagins do we have? We have a whole lot of them. It doesn't matter. Right? I understand God anoint. But listen. Brother Hagin was just someone who was sent by God. Amen? And this whole place, Rhema, the whole place is because of a mandate given that go teach my people faith or be sent. Go ye means be sent. I'm sending you. And to be sent by God, listen, wherever God sends you is where the ability of God, the provision of God, and the anointing of God is going to be. Now, if we fight that place, man, Joseph, if anybody had an opportunity to grumble and complain, it was Joseph. But we don't see that. And he came out on top. They carried his bones. After slavery, they still knew where his bones were, and they carried them back to the promised land. I think he lived a sent life. Now here, Moses is talking to this bush that's burning, and it's not burning. It's on fire, but it's not burning up. But look at verse 13. And Moses said to God, "Behold, when I come to the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say, what is his name? What shall I say unto them?" And God said unto Moses, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thus shall you say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you." And God said moreover unto Moses, "Thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations." Notice here, Moses, God told him, "I have sent you. I am has sent you. Tell them, I've sent you unto them." Moses did what he did because he was sent. Now, how many of you know Moses tried to talk God out of it? Several times. You're not going to talk God out of what he sent you to do. Amen. Finally, Moses, you know, he said, "Well, what is that you have in your hand?" "Well, I'm a shepherd. I got a stick here." Throw it down. It became a snake. Now, the great thing about, I will give him this, because God told him, pick it up. I wouldn't have been there. I threw my stick down. It became a snake. No. God would have told me, go back. He didn't tell him. He just picked it up. He said, "Well, what if they don't believe that?" He said, "Take your hand inside your cloak." What happened? Pull it out. It was leprous. "Oh, man, put it back in." Pulled it out. It was clean. Then finally, Moses, he got it figured out. "I can't talk, God." He's standing there talking to God, telling God he can't talk. God said, "Who made man's mouth?" He said, "I know your brother can talk. Here he comes. I'll tell you, you tell him. He'll speak for you." Listen, you can't out-argue God. All right? Look over in 1 Samuel chapter 15 as my voice changes as I turn 60 years old. Second puberty. My youth is being renewed like a teenager. You might as well laugh about it. It happened. All right, 1 Samuel 15. Look at verse number 1. Notice what Samuel said here. 15:1. Samuel said unto Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint you to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken unto the voice of the words of the Lord." Why did Samuel go and anoint Saul? God sent him. He was sent by God to do that. Look in Isaiah chapter 6. We're going to go quickly here and look at some scriptures. Isaiah chapter 6. Now, here's the thing. It may take you a while to get where God has sent you. And you may walk through some things you wouldn't want to walk through to get there. But if you'll keep on walking, you'll get there. Yeah? You know, all the time. How many of you know VeggieTales? How many of you are VeggieTales fans in here? I don't care if the French peas are singing that song, "Keep walking, but you won't knock down our wall. Keep walking, but she isn't going to fall." And then they're singing, "It's plain to see your brains are very small to think walking will be knocking down our wall." But what they didn't know, God had sent them to walk around the wall. And when God sends you to do something, I mean, it wasn't any fun walking around that wall every day. 6 days, and he said, "Don't say anything the whole time you're walking." Maybe sometimes we ought to keep our mouth shut unless we're saying what God said. And then on that seventh day, seven times around. And man, when they blew those trumpets, whoo, the sound that came forth. And the walls and the French peas came down. Isaiah 6, look at verse 8. "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' Then said I, 'Here am I, send me.'" Notice the prophet. Notice his willingness here. "Who can I send? Here am I, Lord. Here am I, send me." See, there's a dedication and a consecration that comes. Now, you've heard me say it, but some of you may have never heard me say it. But there's no reason for us to still be on this earth after we're born again, child of God. Our citizenship is now of heaven. We are spirit beings. That's going to last forever. This flesh, this money, anything that's on this earth is going to be done away with in a moment. Boom. It's going to burn up. Yes, I believe in global warming, but the Bible says it's going to happen in a moment. So anytime I live, now, I'm not saying, I'm not saying, because the Bible talks about be a good husband, be a good spouse, be a good father, be a good child. I'm not saying that. We just don't disagree. I'm not saying, but what's my focus? I'm still here because now we're going to see it when we finally get to the end of this. We may not get to it tonight. That we are ambassadors. We've been sent by God into this foreign land of ungodliness to be a light that shines to represent heaven. And to do that, we have to do the works that Jesus did. He did them because he knew he was sent by God. Let's look at Jeremiah 1. Kind of building up to this here. Then we'll look at a few scriptures in John, as much as we can get through. Jeremiah chapter 1. You know, Jeremiah didn't have an easy job. God told him, he said, "Look, these people aren't going to like you." But look what he said to him, because Jeremiah said, "Look, I'm just a child." Verse 7, Jeremiah 1:7. "But the Lord said to me, 'Say not I am a child.'" All right, so there's no excuses. No excuses. "Well, now I just don't, you know, I'm not, you know." I believe it was Jerry Savelle one time talking about he was griping to God because his name was Jerry. He said, "I looked my name up in a book of names that said slang name for a German." Of course, we don't say those things anymore, but you understand that was his story at the time. That's what it said in the book. He said, "Lord, it'd be easy to do all these things if my name was like Oral." Like Oral Roberts. No, there's no excuses, folks. I don't care what your name is. I don't care where you were born. I don't care, you know, if you were born on the south side, the north side, the east side, the west side, or maybe you were born on the tracks. It doesn't matter. There's no excuses. I'm a child. He said, "Don't say I'm a child." For you will go to all that I shall send thee. Whatsoever I command, you shall speak. Ezekiel 2. See, this is a pattern. I want to establish this pattern. That God works through men and women that he sends to accomplish kingdom business. And our example is, well, all these things are written for our example, but our ultimate example is Jesus, because it's his works we're to do. Ezekiel 2, verse 3. And he said to me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. Verse 4, I didn't have them put it up. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and you shall say unto them, Thus says the Lord God. Malachi 3. Hallelujah. Malachi, last book of the Old Testament here. Sent by God. Now see, sometimes we think, well, it's gotta be glamorous, look glamorous, and all this kind of stuff. No, that has nothing to do with it. It's that God has something to accomplish. See, the Bible teaches every one of us has a part, every one of us has a supply. Every one of us brings a measure. Every one of us brings a supply. Just like every cell, the trillions of cells in our body, every one of them brings a supply. Every member of the body of Christ has a supply, has a part to play. So it doesn't, you know, how many of you know there's parts of the body? It's not too glamorous to be that part of the body, but they're necessary. Amen? Well, sometimes it's not so glamorous, you know. It's not glamorous running around, you know, in sub-freezing temperatures. Throwing salt, ice melt all over sidewalks and scoop, and being out there for 10 hours riding a bobcat trying to scoop snow off so people can attend a meeting here at Rhema. That's not glamorous, but boy, it's necessary. Amen. And I'm sure when it comes time in heaven for, all right, now we're going to hand out awards for Winter Bible Seminar 2021. Would all the grounds crew please come up? Not all the speakers, all the grounds crew. You know what I'm saying? Malachi 3:1. I'm not saying thus saith the Lord that it's happening. But Malachi 3:1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, says the Lord of hosts. Well, how many of you know John was sent by God? He said, he that sent me to baptize. He was sent by God. Now we know Jesus was sent. Let's start out in Luke 4, familiar scripture. Then I want to run through some scriptures in John. Luke 4. And the ones in John I may not even turn to if I can grab my... Well, maybe I will. Luke 4, Jesus' sermon there in his hometown after he come by the power of the Spirit out of the wilderness. He comes into Galilee. He goes to his hometown as his custom was. On the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read, and they handed him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he opened the book and found the place where it's written, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, we know, we read that, and we see that, but if we're not careful, we skip over that simple two-word phrase, sent me. Sent me. But John, in his gospel, through the words of Jesus, brings out the fact that Jesus emphasized that he was sent by God. And so I'm going to read some of these. And there's a couple I didn't even put on my list. John 3:17 says, For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:34, John the Baptist talking says, For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. John chapter 4, verse 34. My meat, Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. John 5:24. Verily, I say unto you, he that hears my words and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come to condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verse 30, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father, which has sent me. See, when we're sent, when we know we're sent by God, we're not sent to do our own will, and do our, we're sent on behalf of another to do their will. We are commissioned, we are ordained, and we're given authority to operate in what we have been sent to do. Verse 36, but I have a greater witness than that of John, for the works that the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, I do, they bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. You've neither heard his voice at any time nor seen him. Verse 38 says, and you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him, you believe not. See, just because God sent you doesn't mean everybody's going to believe it. Amen. John chapter 6, verse 38. For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Now, I want you to notice, what Jesus, all manner of sickness, all manner of disease could not be in his presence. He healed. Multitudes came to him. He healed them all. They touched him. Power went out of him. They were healed. The woman that issued blood, I mean, all the different stories, the different accounts we have, they were healed. Miracles were done. He fed multitudes. He walked on water. All the things that he did because he was sent by God. Verse 39, and this is the Father's will which has sent me, that all of which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up on that last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. He that has the Son has life. Amen? Why? Because when God sent Jesus, Jesus is life, and life is in him. He literally sent life to send us to live a sent life. Don't ask me to say that again. John 7, 28 and 29. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, you both know me, and you know whence I am, and I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom you know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me. Jesus said, you have to believe that I'm in the Father, and the Father's in me. And if you believe in me, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. If you believe that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me, that the Father sent me to do this, then you can go and do the same works. You say, well, that was Jesus. That was Jesus. I'm going to jump to the end because time's sake. John 20. Verse 21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Well, that was written to his disciples. Well, in Matthew 28, he said, go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. Go back to John 17 real quick. In verse 20, Jesus said, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Every one of us, one way or another, believed on Jesus through the words of the eyewitnesses. He's talking about, that's who he has with him there, the eyewitnesses. All of us have believed, at least, it's come down many, many generations, I understand that, but we've believed because of them. So Jesus is saying, I'm praying this and I'm speaking these things over them, not just these that are here, but those that shall believe. He's talking to you. He's talking to the people who will do the works. Look what verse 18 says. As thou, talking to God, as you have sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. Now listen to me. Jesus finished the work that he had to do as Messiah on the earth. But the work is not done because everyone has not heard. And that's what we're here for. Sent by him. So I'm going to ask you a question. Are you living a sent life? Are you just doing your own thing? Are you just stumbling through life? Do you have a purpose? A purpose is that for which a thing was created or exists. Do you know why you exist? Do you know why you were created? You have a purpose from God to be sent by God to be his ambassadors, as 2 Corinthians 5 says. We are his ambassadors. What is the story? That God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing your trespasses unto you. Be reconciled to God. Now, you don't have to do that from a pulpit. You can do that anywhere. You can minister reconciliation. You can love people the way Jesus loves people anywhere. A new commandment, he said, I give unto you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. By this shall all men know you're my disciples indeed, if you have love one for another. Amen. So quit, forget about the glamour of whatever God's called you to do. Just get involved and get it done. Amen. Because it's dark out in the world. How many of you know that? It's dark out there. I'm not talking about the sun. I'm talking about it's dark out there. And it's not going to get any more light. We have to bring the light to it. If we don't bring the light to the darkness will stay. Jesus said the darkness could not overcome the light. But if we don't take the light, then it'll stay. We need to live a sent life. A lot more of that rolling around, but we're out of time for tonight. If our prayer team would come on down, let's all stand up together. Father, we thank you. Can you lift your hand and thank God? Maybe you just need to tell God, here I am, Lord. Send me. Here I am, Lord. I consecrate, I dedicate to do whatever it is you want me to do. I don't care how glamorous it is. I don't care what has to happen for me to do it. It's not about me, God. It's all about you. I'm taken care of. Jesus, you're my Savior. You're my Lord. You meet all of my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It's all about you and what you want done. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We consecrate, dedicate ourselves unto you, Lord, to do your will and to do your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you haven't got to the place where you can be sent by him and live the life that he's purposed for you, don't leave here tonight without accepting him. If you walked away from it, you just want someone to pray with you about anything, you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, praying in other tongues, whatever you need tonight, our prayer team's here. Ladies, over here on my right, your left, the men over here on my left and your right, come on down, ladies to ladies, men to men, and pray with them tonight. Do we have any first-time guests? Was there anybody right over here? Oh, well, welcome. We're so glad you're here. We've got a gift for you out in the north lobby if you'll just pass that way. Thank you for being here. Hey, come on. If you can, come back when Pastor Hagin's here and you want to be here. They'll be here Sunday morning. But if you're in town looking for a church home, welcome home. All right? If you're out of town, just make this your home away from home.